Well, I was saddened by the news yesterday of Australian actor Penny Cook, who starred in the TV drama series A Country Practice, passing away at the relatively young age of 61. She died of cancer. Penny first appeared on Australian TV screens in the soapy The Restless Years, before she played veterinarian Vicky Dean, then Bowen, in A Country Practice from 1981 to 1985. And, you know, she was a marvellous actress. And here's a scene from A Country Practice. Remember this?
Most of them seem to wonder whether you changed your surgery hours.
Mum?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I just can't help worrying about these things. A young girl came to the surgery the other day, and she'd started to have a liaison with a young man.
And she wanted to know what precautions she should take against an unwanted pregnancy. Really, Mum, you have the subtlety of a dump truck.
Look, I was just telling you about this.
You needn't worry. It was you who taught me, remember? And what about you?
What about me, what?
Prevention's better than cure.
Well, I don't have to worry about that sort of thing.
As the bishop said to the actress.
Her character's marriage to Dr. Simon Bowen was one of the pivotal plot lines in the show, which ran for 12 years from 1981 to 1993. She was also known for her work on the highly successful Australian drama The Flying Doctors and spent a number of years as a presenter on The Great Outdoors. According to her family, she died peacefully. One of the fine actors to be part of that ensemble cast is Brian Wenzel, who I know very well. He played Frank Gilroy, the local Wandon Valley cop. Frank is a great bloke, and we've shared a drink together. When I said Frank, you see, I said Frank because his character was so into my brain. Of course, I had drinks with Brian, not Frank, but I did have a drink with Frank, if you know what I mean. Anyway, he joins me now. Brian Wenzel, good morning.
Good morning, old mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. See how I said I've had a couple of drinks with Frank and not Brian?
Yeah, I don't drink anymore.
No, that's fine.
Don't drink any less.
That's right. And I should say, too, that Brian is a bit of a comedian as well. Brian, with the passing of Penny Cook, it must have come as very sad news for you. You were a very close-knit team on that show, weren't you?
We certainly were. I mean, it did come as quite a shock. I haven't seen Penny for quite a while, but we were great friends. She was a lovely lady and a huge talent. And, you know, I'm proud to say that she was my friend.
You know, what do you remember about Penny on the set of A Country Practice?
Well, she was always prepared to do her job, as it were, as most of us were. And, you know, and she, well, we had to keep up with her. She was such a huge talent. And, you know, she always got it right and everything went smoothly when she was on the set.
She really made acting look easy, didn't she?
She did, yes, she did. I mean, I never did anything easy myself.
Right. We'll get to you in a minute.
Okay.
She'll be missed for sure. Now, you were also an integral part of the Country Practice as well, a Logie Award-winning character actor and comedian, as you've just demonstrated. You are 90 years of age now. I cannot believe that. How time
Not
flies.
Quite. Not quite. May. I'll be 90 in May.
90 in May. How time flies, Brian.
Yeah, but I promised myself I'm going to beat my paternal grandfather. He went to 99, so I'm going to make 100.
Oh, good. I certainly hope you do. I hope to do an interview with you when you turn that 100, Brian.
Okay, and I hope you've still got hair.
I hope so too. Well, of course, Brian, the character Frank Gilroy on Wandon Valley, he was sort of a gruff but kind-hearted cop, but you really made that role your own, didn't you?
I certainly did. It was all I ever wanted to do in life was to have a constant job, something, and I did that by being a jobbing actor. I never wanted to be a star. I just wanted the wage to be coming in weekly to pay the bills. That's all I wanted, and I succeeded in doing that.
But Frank Gilroy was a special character. I mean, you were so convincing in the role. You had a huge following with the police forces all around Australia, particularly country cops.
Well, yes, all that happened. I used to do the blue light discos in the country a lot, and I was presented with my leather jacket by the police commissioner at one time. I've got that in the wardrobe. I must get it out and put it on. frighten somebody that comes to the door.
No, but you were so convincing in that role. We all thought you were a cop, you know, because you just played it so well. And I remember talking to some police in Adelaide and just said, look, Brian just plays it so well. He's like our mate, another copper on the beat. You know what I mean?
That's right, yeah. Well, it was a little hard at first because he was written as the dopey cop sort of thing, you know, nodding his head and saying, oh, I didn't think of that sort of thing. So I had a lot of work to do to change him into a special character because I knew kids wanted to like this character as well as the older people, and I succeeded in doing that.
Well, let's hear a little audio from one episode of A Country Practice when Shirley Gilroy, of course, Lorraine Desmond, tries to tell you she's expecting. Just have a listen.
You always knock like a policeman, Frank.
Shirley, sure, I am a policeman. I got over as fast as I could. Are you okay? Vicky seemed worried.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you something.
Here, come and lie down. Can I get you some beef tea, some cordial?
No, Frank, I just want to talk. Now, Vicky would have told you I fainted.
Probably not having a good enough breakfast, Shell.
Well, I felt sick this morning. I couldn't face... I never eat a big breakfast, Frank.
Bacon, a couple of eggs, a sausage or two.
Seems to be an awful lot of babies around Wanton Valley lately. Must be something in the air.
Yeah.
How old are you, Frank?
Well, I was 13 when the war ended. I remember because I got my first pair of long trousers. That was 45. I'll be 50 this year.
Old enough to be a grandfather?
Yeah.
And I'm old enough to be a grandmother.
Vicky's having a baby. Who's the bloke? I'll sort the mongrel out, that Frenchman. I'll have him out of Wanton Valley.
Oh, no. No, Frank, it's not Vicky. It's me. I'm having a baby, and the bloke you're going to have to sort out yourself.
Do you remember that scene?
Not at all.
You don't?
I mean, talk about remembering, there's very little you remember because I actually did personally 962 one-hour episodes. So how do you sort all that out?
No,
there's a lot of words gone through my brain.
That's right. You and Lorraine Desmond, you had a special chemistry, didn't you?
Yeah, she still called me. She actually, it was Lorraine that called me and told me that sad news about Penny the other day. So we keep in touch.
How did Lorraine Desmond take, because of course Penny played her daughter on the show. How did Lorraine take it?
Oh, very well. Lorraine was very good to work with, you know. Lorraine was actually a vocalist, a singer, and a very good one at that sort of thing. And she invited me on a couple of occasions to join her on stage, which I did. And we had a lot of fun.
No, she was great, and she had a show called the Lorraine Desmond Show as well. So she was
on the ABC. Yeah,
on the ABC. Look, Brian, a pleasure to chat with you today. How do you remember when I took you around to a friend of mine's place in Adelaide, Mrs. P, the old lady, the old duck, and she?
Oh yes,
and she.
Remember that.
She brought out some of her own Austrian wine, and we both tried it. And do you remember
that? Brought out a Doberman dog as well.
That's right. And we had this wine that she was so powerful. Do you remember that?
I remember it, yes.
Yeah.
Very well.
Well, look, Brian, we remember Penny Cook today and we toast her success on the show and we send our condolences to her family, a great lady of Australian television. And thanks for talking with us this morning, Brian.
It's been a pleasure, mate, and let's all remember Penny for all the good stuff that she did.
Absolutely. Have a good day, Brian.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I'll see you on your 100th birthday.
Good, yes. I'll be there.
Okay. That's Brian Wenzel there. Frank Gilroy talking about the late Penny Cook, who died of cancer, aged just 61. And we remember her this morning here on Fab FM.